This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump will host a signing ceremony at the White House today for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdullatif bin Rashid Al Aizayani will sign the so-called Abraham Accord on the south lawn of the White House. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August the 13th between Israel and UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday it will also formally recognize the Jewish state. Under the Abraham Accord, Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to halt plans to annex portions of the West Bank. With the smell of California wildfires in the air, President Donald Trump yesterday ignored the scientific consensus that climate change is playing a central role in historic West Coast infernos and renewed his unfounded claim that failure to rake forest floors and clear dead timber is mostly to blame. The fires are threatening to become another front in President Trump's reelection bid, which is already facing the hurdles because of the coronavirus pandemic, joblessness, and social unrest. His Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, in his own speech Monday, said the destruction and mounting death toll across California, Oregon, and Washington require stronger presidential leadership.
Donald Trump's climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes, but if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly.
Mr. Biden labeled President Trump a climate arsonist. This is VOA News. The European Union does not recognize embattled leader Alexander Lukashenko as the legitimate president of Belarus. Josep Borrell, the EU's high representative for foreign affairs, told the European Parliament the August 9th election that returned the veteran strongman to power was fraudulent. Lukashenko has faced huge protests against his rule since the disputed ballot and widespread condemnation from the international community for a brutal crackdown on demonstrators by his security forces. The EU has already said it is in the process of preparing sanctions against those responsible for rigging the vote and cracking down on protests. A voter outreach effort by the U.S. Postal Service drew a growing backlash yesterday as election officials in several states warned voters that the embattled agency was providing inaccurate information about how to vote in the November 3rd election. The statements by officials in West Virginia, Maryland, Utah, and Washington State come after a federal judge in Colorado on Saturday ordered the Postal Service to cease delivery of postcards he said contained false or misleading information about how to cast ballots by mail. The postcards in question, mailed nationwide last week, tell voters to request mail ballots at least 15 days before the election. This would be barely enough time for an official ballot to be mailed in and then returned in time for the election. A Democratic-led House subcommittee is examining alleged reports of Trump political appointees meddling with government scientific data on COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Of Trump administration meddling with government scientific data to better align with the president's public statements on COVID-19 have caught the attention of a House subcommittee. According to a report in Politico, HHS communications aide Michael Caputo and scientific advisor Paul Alexander pressured officials to alter the CDC's morbidity and mortality weekly reports. The weekly journal has long been considered to be free of political interference. According to Politico, one of the complaints was about a report that children can transmit coronavirus. Alexander asked the CDC to alter it or pull it down because it could impact schools reopening and hurt Trump politically. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. has issued a new advisory warning against travel to mainland China and Hong Kong, citing the risk of arbitrary detention and arbitrary enforcement of local laws. The advisory issued Tuesday warned U.S. citizens that China imposes arbitrary detention and exit bans to compel cooperation with investigations. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.